Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our new friend, Harley Manning, being on the show, too. Harley is with Forrester Research. He's Vice President of Research, Vice President and Research Director of their serving customer professional, customer experience professionals, I should say. He's been with Forrester for a while now. He has co-authored the book Outside In, along with Carrie Bodine. They've been working on this, on the research for this book, for a long time. It's a very important landmark watershed work that they produced, and I'm looking forward to having Harley tell us about it. Harley Manning, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
I know it's a labor of love. I tell men who haven't written a book yet, it's as close as you and I will ever come to birthing a baby.
Yeah, I think that's actually pretty close. I think with us it took 6 months, which would have been about a 3 month shortcut on actually having a baby. But it was an intense 6 months.
That's a pretty short gestation for a book like this. But the research behind it took a lot longer, didn't it?
Yeah. So we've had a customer experience team at Forrester that I started when I joined in 1998. So it was 6 months plus 14 years divided by about 9 people.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So talk to us about this. Tell the audience, you know, we hear the term customer experience. I've used that term 1,000 times on the show over the last 14 years. Well, tell us about when you think about customer experience, what's your definition? What do you think?
Yeah, so we have a formal definition of customer experience, which is that it's how customers perceive their interactions with your company, which is sort of a fancy way of saying it's how people think about what happened when they buy from you, when mm-hmm. they get service from you, when they mm-hmm. use the product that you sold them or the product that you made that they eventually bought. And so those perceptions, how they feel about it, that's their reality. And it's really the most important reality, the only one that really counts in terms of whether or not they're going to ever do business with you again.
And this is how things have changed from when you and I were little kids, isn't it, Harley? I mean, the value was perceived differently, say, 30, 40 years ago than it is today, wasn't it?
That's absolutely correct. And I've heard you talking on your show about some of the changes that technology has made to small mm-hmm. businesses. You know, the idea that someone with a smartphone can, you know, find you or not find
right.
you or find an alternative.
Right.
And that is so important because it used to be that, for instance, take your Walgreens store. It used to be that their competitive advantage came from the fact that they were in so many locations. And so, therefore, if you wanted the products that they sold, your best option was to go there. Maybe your only option, your only convenient option.
Mm-hmm.
But now people have so many choices. They have choices from competitors that are in this, you know, nearby physical location, but they can also sit at home on their computer or on their iPad, or they can whip out their smartphone. And so they have all those choices. So location is shaky as a differentiator for competitive
mm-hmm.
advantage.
Location has changed. Location is still important, but location doesn't have to look like a building anymore, doesn't it?
No, not at all. I mean, people who I shop from are located in my pocket where I keep my smartphone.
Exactly. They
yeah.
live there, and sometimes yeah. you let them out and come out and play, too, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention, I better make sure I turn my phone away from the bed when I undress that night. I didn't need that. But yeah, location. But the other thing, of course, is selection, right? So you're probably not going to win based on selection when someone has a global marketplace available to them online.
Or when there's 16 places to get the same selection.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got these smartphone apps now where, like Shop Savvy, where you can walk into someone's store,
mm-hmm.
scan the barcode, and find all the other nearby locations where you can buy that same product
right.
and the prices, or buy it online. And with things like Amazon Prime, you can have it delivered for free, or so many places now are starting to introduce this same-day delivery thing,
right.
So you're losing your immediacy. So really, when you think about, so how in this age where things are different, how in this age where consumers know way more about products, way more about services, they have advice from their friends and social media, they can buy from this global marketplace instantly, how do you then get competitive advantage that you can keep and hold on and survive and hopefully grow your business?
How do you do that?
Through customer experience, really.
Yeah.
And so if you think about how some of these things work, I was actually thinking about the show this morning. I was thinking about a really successful small business in the town I live in, which is a suburb of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a True Value hardware store. And if I need anything at all related to home repair, I go there first.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go to the giant Lowe's that's a 10-minute drive away. Not that the Lowe's is bad, but I go into this True Value hardware store, and the people who work there know everything there is to know about do-it-yourself projects.
Right, right.
You know, so I walk in there, and even though this is a really small store, I mean, you'd laugh if you this store. It's
mm-hmm.
not not big.
I have one in my neighborhood.
Yeah, so you know. So you walk in there, and what happens? Immediately the guy comes out from behind the counter. They ask me what I'm looking for. They take me to where the product is. They don't
mm-hmm.
say, oh, go find it in aisle 13,
mm-hmm.
right? They put it in my hand. And if there's a choice of things, they'll show me what the choices are. Help me make that decision.
And if you reach for one that looks like the best one, they'll slap your hand and say, no, you don't want that one. You want this one.
Very nicely, yes. They'll very nicely. And they'll put it in my hand. They'll walk me back to the register, and they'll check me out. So there's not a moment in that process.
And notice that at no moment did you talk about how much it cost.
No, not at all. Price was not an issue because I knew what I was going to get was the best product for mm-hmm. me at that point at a fair price, so price comparison
right.
wasn't an issue, right? So if you think about the three things that went into that interaction, they're the essence of customer experience. They met my needs by having the right product and knowing that it was the right product and making me confident that it was the right product.
Mm-hmm.
They were easy to do business with because they put that product right into my hands, literally. And they were enjoyable to do business with because they were nice. Now that, you know, we didn't talk baseball or anything.
And you left believing that this was the best thing for you based on what an expert helped you with. And that was peace of mind. And that's a huge part of the experience, isn't it?
It's a huge, huge part of the experience.
Hardy, I got to take a quick break. Give us the website. Tell us how we can find the book.
Oh, you can go to outsideinforrester.com if you want to read
right.
about it and order it, or you can order it on Amazon.
Check it out, folks. Outside In, the power of putting customers at the center of your business. 20 after. We're going to come back and get Hardy to give us some case studies. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.